Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, this is wonderful, and you are listening to the Blog Talk Radio, Radio Network, and this is the cosmic philosopher, Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Siege by Lies, and Never a Sinner. Okay, now we have a very interesting feature today that addresses the dilemma of the civilized world today. My friends, I have never, ever dreamed of anything like this issue I am going to be talking about on this episode, but not restricted to this episode, because I have been talking about this issue for quite some time. You see, and you know, I just cannot stop talking about it, just like I cannot stop talking about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. It is surprising that these evolutionary hominid Homo erectus has come on the world scene via interbreeding with Neanderthals and then the African hybrid people. And that went dust to dust, ashes to ashes, because they, by virtue of interbreeding hybrid blood, it's the hybrid blood that these people have taken on into their system. So who they were, they are not anymore, let's say, 50% or so. It's not something that is easy for anyone to comprehend, that Homo erectus are not evolved creatures who someday would evolve into speaking. Just don't happen like that. It just doesn't happen like that. But it happened. It happened. And it changed the civilized world from the BC era to be assumed AD Anno Domini. They call this in the year of our Lord. It's a total fictional change where it involves they morph virtually into African way of life. And they call themselves the Yam Naya culture. So they have, as it were, two cultures that is being perceived to be the same people. They become complex because they are going from hominid to Homo erectus, now to Yam Naya culture, and on by Neanderthals. So these same people coming from hominid to where we are today, Yam Naya culture, and this next one, Proto-Indo-European. That's what these white people, Yam Naya man, represented, a Yam Naya culture. That's what the world is suffering from right now. This is enough to put people in a walking, existing coma. Wonder why the world is in the state it's in? This is the explanation that I have studied and find out. If you don't want to accept that's what it is, you know, then there is really kind of nothing I can do about it. Because I have to just tell the truth about the bizarre change on our planet. So now I'm going to like give you a little preview of this right here. Yes. And let's see what you will make of it, because people are just going to die and perish. As I see. because it's difficult to, it is very difficult to digest what has happened in history and to reconstruct your thinking on this. It's very difficult. But, however, it is possible because here's the information and you will have to decide how to maneuver yourself with the information you read. I went through it, and what I tell you is what I experienced. It's not an easy transition from what we are influenced by in the Bible, of Adam and Eve in a garden and a talking serpent and all that, my friends. It's a lot to read and to know and to react adequately to what you have learned. All right, so I have to come to the conclusion that, of course, we don't serve any other purpose than to enlighten ourselves and to have I would say, hope of a better world, a better life after we are deceased, is to make good today while you're alive. If you want to make up your own life and don't care about what history says, well, you know, this is what I'm trying to say. You cannot make hope for a better life, something that you don't condition yourself for. I have conditioned myself to what I read because nobody from the past is going to come here and talk to us. But the history is here to tell us. It's in our hands. If you prepare nothing, you have nothing. It's a personal decision that you make to fashion your life today and knowing that surely we'll all die. And what our next life would be like is something that we have to decide today. It's your own decision, nobody else's. Don't ask me to make up your mind for you because it's an individual thing. But history is the only thing that we have to tell us what before Christ was, what that those people were, and what really happened that brought civilization in the world. These white people don't care nothing about what I'm talking about. They want us to be a part of their homosexual culture. That's what they want. That's what they set up. But they can't just come to you and tell you that, this is what it is. They can't tell you that. They have to go around in codes. Like when you read the Bible, you read in codes. God is a faggot. Jesus Christ is a faggot. But they don't want to tell you. But I will tell you because I found out I was also one that was drawn into the church. My parents were, and therefore I did. But I come to find out, we are different from these folks. And it doesn't matter how they trick us, there is a possibility for us to get out of it. Now, we all have a reformation to do because they got us into what they call the talking serpent thing. We are now working against the Adam and Eve in a garden. The garden cannot be found. But yet still, we believe that the story is true. Our problem now is to read and find out what the truth is. Don't read the Bible because the truth is not in the Bible. They cannot afford to write the truth of history in the Bible about us, or else they wouldn't become a government, a fraudulent government. All I have to tell you is what I have learned and what I react to in the most positive way I can. So I'm setting this here for you. And I'm going to read the position of these white people and the AD and Adamani government that they have. I tell all the time, we are not having a government. African people don't have a government right now because Africa, who is supposed to be the government, they sold us out to these people a long time ago.
So learn this. It has to be strange to you. It must be shocking, because that's what it is. It is alarming that this is the situation we're in. But I'm the one to tell you. I just have to tell you, ever you can garner from what I am telling you, it's history. I didn't write it. I didn't make it. And I am not interpreting it the way I feel. I'm saying what my understanding tells me. If you can point out to me that I am mistaken, I'm wrong, I'm living to hear that. All right. Now, let me see where I'm going to start from. I'm going to feature this song. I can't play this song for you because I don't have it downloaded here. And so I'm going to explain something to you about it. And after I explain this song to you and the interpretation of this song, the context of this song, the interpretation of this song, it's the lyrics, and it is sung widely all over the world. And now I'm going to take it into a discourse, and as much as you can understand what I am going to say is going to be the best I can. Now, the title of the show is The Mute Europe, Homo Erectus Interbreed with Civilized Hybrid Human Invent Jesus. Right? You get it? The Mute Europe Homo Erectus, mean the white people that you know today who are touting Christianity, the Church of Jesus Christ, and a monotheism God. This is what it's all about. They want us to think that the Bible is a civilized book. They want us to think that Christianity is a civilized thing. It's a homosexual thing. Okay? Now that you understand, you will understand a lot more beyond what I just said. Right? So they were evolved mute humanoid. First human evolve on Earth. Hominid. And from the hominid develop Homo erectus and others, they say. But for sure, I'm talking about what I know in history for sure. And I know about the other one that they talk about, but I'm not disputing that either. I read about some, but at the rate these white people corrupt the truth of history, I only guide myself by those things that appears that those things that appear to me consistent and represent the history that I should incorporate with everything else I accept as history. Okay? So if this is wrong, if Homo erectus is wrong, that's what is in broadly in our modern history. There is prehistory. Yes, Homo erectus is a prehistory identity, because they began from way back before any civilization came to Earth. Homo sapiens are the third development of mankind, or they are in pure humanity. Homo erectus is second human development. Homo sapien is the third human development. And in pure human development, they are the most wise and civilized. So there is a restriction on this meaning, in that Homo sapien is not the hybrid Homo sapiens. There's a difference. Homo sapien is the base parent for Neanderthals and Homo sapien. Neanderthals are extinct, and so are Homo erectus and the hominids. They are all extinct. As far as I am knowledgeable, all the non-Homo sapien are extinct. Okay? Homo sapien is also extinct. And the only form of Homo sapien around today is us, Homo sapien. I hope you get that. Right? Now, how did the white people who are coming through the lineage, millions of years, come to the second level, human existence? All right? Easy. They evolved from the earlier mute hominid, and come to the level of being called Homo erectus. In this state of being Homo erectus, they migrate from Africa into Europe. And they are up there 1.5 million years. They never talk. None of those Homo sapien going backward to Homo hominid, to the hominid first level developed human. All of them are extinct. And the reason why white people who are Homo erectus, the reason why they are here today is through interbreeding with Neanderthals that enabled them to probably make a higher level stone tools, because that's all the Homo erectus and Homo and hominid could, that's all they could do. Their knowledge only take them to the common sense to make stone tools and light a fire, you know, where they could warm themselves. So this is the foundation, the background to what I am explaining to you when I bring the actual feature to you and the reason why I'm bringing it. It's not easy to climb out of believing in the Bible story about Adam and Eve in the garden, but if you give yourself objective understanding, look at things objectively. Don't believe it. Look at it and try to identify what it is and see what distinction you can make. I'm not telling you to give up nothing. I'm telling you that without retention to things, we would never learn any better. We continue to hug to what we have been taught from a child. And in this world, it's not a good thing to do. It is the best thing to do. And that is read well and identify issues the best you can. Because if you pick up on a background of a piece of reasoning, and you discover something that is different from what you've been believing. You know, understand about the 12 houses of the zodiac and the first, zodiacal calendar, right? The solar calendar and stuff like that. And you come later on and you find the AD and a Dominic calendar. And you begin to say on a Pope and all this kind of stuff. And you find out that the what you believe in the Bible of Genesis not making any sense. You know, you stay on that course and make as much sense as you want. And then you will see whether or not you find reason to dump the Bible story. Because if you catch the Bible double-tongued and contradictory, you're not going to live your life underneath a Bible that is like that. And wise men follow star, you know, to see a baby and all that. You go through all those things and you begin to computerize and find out that it cannot be true. It's up to you. It's not nobody else. You're thinking that. And you don't want to put your life under those kinds of ideas or opinions or what you would call it, but something that is not making consistent sense to you. Like they're talking about, tell you about a talking serpent and stuff like that. You know, where in your reading lead you to that a spirit God is making two people for the first time and they don't have no sense. These not as much as don't know that they are naked and they are running away from God when they hear God are coming in a garden, and they said they're running because they are naked and all this kind of stuff. And the spirit God hate the woman because he said she's the first one to sin and eat of the fruit of the garden that he did tell them not to eat. And you read now in the Genesis account of the creation, you're reading where God don't play a role in the creation of Adam and Eve, like you have previously that you thought about earlier in reading about Adam and Eve in the garden. You're not finding the story to make sense. Or if it is to make sense, you'd have to believe it and have faith in it that when you're dead, well, you will see the right result after you're dead. Now, the Bible is telling you to prove all things to. So the Bible is telling you all kind of stuff. Whilst it is telling you something that you cannot prove, right? You cannot prove that a spirit God did make Adam and Eve anywhere. Because if he did, then when he talk about soul, firmly about God make Adam and Eve in a garden and all the things that happen, they cannot show you, they have not shown the piece of geography where the spirit God did it. Now, the people writing the Bible, they have some sense and they try as much as they can to keep their story straight, but it cannot be kept straight because they are extracting the key things from what they are saying in a story are in their myths, not history. They're not telling you about history. They cannot show you the place where the spirit God put these two physical people to start life. So now we are all on a cliffhanger where there is no certainty about the thing that is the foundation of our belief. So if we are to believe this in this life and be dead in that state where we should have known this in life so that we would prepare ourselves in life for that, we can't prepare for what comes after death, because these people who give us the Bible don't do us the favor of showing us exactly that piece of land. We could go there and look at it and say, oh, this is where Adam and Eve were created. If you don't have that, and you still decide to believe the Bible, it's up to you. It's up to you. All I'm saying, Even the Bible is telling you to seek knowledge and telling you you are to prove all things, all false to that which is good. At the same time, the criminals, the idiots, the Homo erectus who's talking now, they are telling you all those things that cannot be, you can't fulfill those things in your lifetime. But they're telling you in the Bible, though, once you turn the page and go someplace else, you forget what you're supposed to do. My friends, listen to me. It takes good intellect to live a civilized life. And if you're not civilized, then you are like these Homo erectus that interbreed in order for them to can talk and do some skillful things. That's the case. Because when I say to someone now, tell me about the Constitution of the United States, nobody will talk about it because it's not a constitution that is civilized. But they get people to believe it. All right. So now I'm coming to you to talk about things that we believe in, that I believed in from a child of 7 years old. And I am ready to tell you, I was not a precocious child. All right. I didn't figure out a lot of things as a child. So when I went in to be a Christian, I was just simply following my parents. No academic effect to me wanting to be in the church. So the church is a homosexual thing, and that's what I must tell you. Homosexual put the Bible together, and I'm not saying they write everything in the Bible. No, not at all, because that would not be true according to my understanding. But because I say that, does that mean that, I see, and you're gone believing Adam and Eve? No, you have to make distinction. Adam and Eve is not a story that you can find in real prehistory story. And the creation of Adam and Eve that they are taken from the Bible is a prehistory story, a prehistory history. So the fact that they can write it in the Bible and show you where the garden is, they are lying, and they know it, that the place where we were created as hybrid, not the humanid, is in Africa. And by right, South Africa. And I listened to a lecturer yesterday, and, you know, I am very scared of what these people say. So when I listen, and here they touch certain point that real history tell me that. I know that is true. But a lot of them up there, they are speaking the Sodomite language of the Bible and their concept. But certain things, they can't lie about it. Or they won't lie about it. They know better than to lie about certain things. But they are lying about certain things that they shouldn't be lying either, right? But there are some that they have to, like, just don't take the chance. So when they said that the sudden place in life or time in life when the hybrid Homo sapien came about, it was different. It was dissimilar from the regular spatiotemporal time of millions of years these hominid and Homo erectus was developing, you know, like 3.5 million years, okay, in the past. Now, suddenly, there came the Homo sapien, who was created with the God's blood. And it didn't take no more than about 100,000 years before we were settling outside of Africa. And remember, long before the gods, 450,000 years in the past, before they came here, these Homo erectus were in Europe 0.5 million years. They only make some tools. They couldn't talk. Now that you know, the history is very blunt, unmistakable, that white people never spoke as a species. Interbreeding, that's crossing the line, walking out of their domain, their culture and everything, and cross to Homo, to Neanderthals. Widely is not just a small spree. They built a generation of people, or the seed of Neanderthals, but they still couldn't talk. Because Neanderthal never spoke. If you hear documentary out there telling you and like glorifying Neanderthals, that's what the white people are doing. Because they interbreed with them. They only became more good looking. Okay? But they couldn't talk. They only make some tools. They don't want to tell you that. They want to tell you that they start making brands and all that. But it's just not true in the world history textbook. And it's the reason why I open up and tell people, look, call me and talk to me about what I'm saying. Because if I'm not saying the right thing, I want to listen to what you're saying, which is supposed to be the right thing. Right? I'm not afraid of opening up and for people, they read authority book and I am wrong. I'm ready to go back to school. All right. Now, the number that you can call me, if the number will help you to make a call, I'm giving it to you. 347-850-1358. The number again, 347-850. That's 850-1358. Call me anytime, and I am very sure that I want to talk to you if you call me. Right? Somebody came in and went away. Why didn't you come in and let us have a chat? Alif. Lemid joined the conversation, but quickly Alif Lemid left the conversation. Now, if I'm not making any sense, will somebody just come in and straighten me out? Just don't run in and run out. You know, because what I have here is mainstream information. Mainstream information. If you are not sailing in mainstream, intellectual, academic consultant and teachers' reviewers information, you are going the wrong way. You're following the sodomites. You know what I mean? I know those things are not true. I want to go to be with the gods of Nibiru. I wish it was in my fate, you know, to go to Nibiru and even to get the lifetime of a god. I don't say to be a god, but to get the lifetime of a god. I wouldn't mind living for a mighty, exhaustive, long, unlimited time. But that is not my understanding right now. But, I mean, it doesn't hurt me to wish. No, it don't hurt me. I don't say I am told anything. But, you know, but there were humans that were taken up to Nibiru and were taught secrets that belong to civilization. Remember, White people don't belong to civilization. Their interbreeding with African was definitely a violation, and that caused black people to be relegated under sodomite white people who start to talk. All right? So we have a lot of stuff to know, especially when we only come under the church. We have a lot to know who we are. They are not helping us. They are in a position right now to just cut us off completely from what is civilized. Because that's what the church is. The church is to cut you off from civilization. And you may not think so, but what I read tells me so. And if you don't think I'm all right with it, well, help me out. Look, I have, say, at least 2 brothers right now. And they are beyond me with education. I have, let's say, first grade education. I have a high school diploma. And I have a paralegal certificate as well. So I understand some basic principles. You are not going to remove those principles because I know them well and I follow them. I honor them, and the schooling that we are having in under the Christ time, Christ did not exist. So just imagine what your education is like. A manipulating education. That's what most hybrid African ethnic people, that's what they have, is a education that is church education. So you have mathematics and some other things are right, and that's cool. You can get a good job and things like that, but there's a lot between the mathematics and the other things than where you know and church. Not religion, but church dogmas. All right, so it's what I'm talking about today, and I thank the listener for coming in, and I look forward to seeing more. I'm always welcoming folks to come in and join conversation, because I know it's kind of hard and difficult conversation with me, especially when you have a strong persuasion and conviction of the church thing. But that's where I'm coming from, right? So what you're hearing me say now and what you may be afraid of, I can understand why you are afraid of what I'm saying. And especially my brothers, one is a PhD seminarian graduate in Sheffield University of Britain. And he is not someone who, you know, that can make a civilized conversation. Because what he's been taught in a seminary is not civilized something. White people, anything they make up is not civilized. White people. They are thieves. They are criminals. They are everything that's bad. They don't want us to know that. But look, it's not going to happen. They cannot face me. My brothers I'm talking to, we're talking to one today, but maybe a hour and a half, 2 hours. And, you know, he end up on the cul-de-sac. And he liked to end things like, okay, you know, he's all right. And I have to, like, really, I mean, get to him to say, hey, you have to deal with the fact of the issue that we're talking about. You can't talk about you're going to take control of things that we are to learn. So if we're talking about them, if you know about a certain issue that you read and know, it is authority, and I am trying to create a church authority for it, it won't work. Because And the thing is, you can't force a person to use their common sense. If they can't use their common sense, there's nothing you can do about that. Leave them with what they want to think. So it is somebody who decides they're going to kill someone. Who can stop a circumstance? Don't stop them. They're going to carry it out. They're going to kill. Therefore, we need to understand communication. And if we want to live a good life, where we want to go with our good life, what are we to do? I know. I am reading my way into the good life. Okay? And therefore, if I am wrong about anything, it's a good thing. I don't resent anybody who's trying to get their point across to me. But if you begin to throw down a lot of roadblocks in front of the truth that you must comply with, you can't get me to answer to something that is not that has not paved the way for me to cooperate with what you are trying to communicate with me. You can't lay roadblocks. You got to have everything cleared of good logic, or cleared by good logic, to have a civilized conversation. Otherwise, you're going to bury me you're going to bury me into uncivilized thinking. We have to know the difference. History, prehistory, don't mingle with modern history, because modern history didn't create and give before Christ. You cannot use modern Christ time to regulate what was settled in the past before Christ. So if you're leaning your life and trying to make all these old bunch of faggot stories that these folks have written, and they're using the Bible to make authority, they are citing the Bible as authority book over world history. And you got to be kidding me. So the brothers that I have, they are right. One of them is not in the church, used to be in the church, but now he doesn't speak like I do, who was in the church and left the church. I have another brother who left the church long before, like more over 50 years before I left the church. And he never go back to the church. And it takes beyond 50 years for me to come to a conclusion on my own, reading world history textbook and having a good knowledge of the Bible. I began to look at things through the energy of words, which gives you the context of an issue and decide that issue. Once you start to read, wise men follow a star, read it. Matthew 2. And I am able to tell you, I was reading that from in my childhood time, whatever little reading I could do, but a good 20 years after I go to adult school, I'm reading the Bible and read that story. And I didn't see anything wrong with it. After 20 years, I'm believing in the Bible and holding on to God and unchanging hands, right? And Jesus died for sins. But after something tells me to pay good attention to the words I'm using and make sure that I understand completely what I read. And you see from that, when I read the wise men story, what I seen there, I won't really tell you now, but I'm telling you about Matthew 2. If you're reading, you just try, even if you're a believer, but don't believe this chapter while you're reading. Just read it to identify the story that you're reading and see if it is really a story or it's just a fictional tale. A myth, a legend, That's what you're reading about men following a star. It's not true. You read it for yourself. And call me and let's talk about it, right? Now, let me go to what I propose to say to you, all right? And before I go to it, let's see what I need to tell you before I play this tune. So, you know, my titles are very sharp and blunt. Because they must be blunt, because I'm reading the authority book. And the worst I can go is to be wrong, and either the whole or in part. The thing about it, I am an honest person. And it doesn't matter how I sound, if you come here, I'm going to listen to you with the best listening I can do. Shut up and listen and follow what you say. I will see how close we are and reason or how far off we are. And if you make a good point with me and you remove a conviction that I am holding, I'm going to look at those points of view and the source of your information, and I'll see if I see a straight road in what you're saying. Or if what you have illustrated need what I would consider clarification to arrive at what I would conclude a fact is, but what if your argument is irrelevant to history, prehistory? And if you want to make AD and Adamani the history, Jesus the dominant thing of the world, then you can make, you can create a problem like that. Because my sense of understanding how to use words when I'm reading a message or otherwise in a conversation, I have to follow that and be honest with your point and with my point. Plain and simple. And what if some people are really confused to they cannot do none of the above to have a fair conversation because they are biased towards Jesus, even though Jesus by words in the Bible, never exists. Jesus never exists. And it's worse than never exists. There are a lot of, serious negative stuff that endangers our existence in when someone take a position that Jesus, you know, you must believe in Jesus by faith. It's a disastrous type of thinking that. And when you should be able to see reason and start anew with your thinking, you're ready to tell me I am this, I am that, and all kind of assaults and insults instead of reasoning where we are coming from in time, what prehistory says long before we were here. You're not looking down that road. Oh, you're thinking about believing Jesus and stuff like that. And if I read to you what the prophet says about prophecies concerning unto us a child is born, a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of his rule and government there shall be no end upon the throne of David. By the time I read all that to you, it doesn't make any sense to you. conversation like that doesn't open up any doors for a person who read and reason to carry on a dialogue. It's never going to happen. So it means that in this world, when we do not decide to go with the authority of our certified history. You know, that's where people are going to just die and perish because they never get to know what the truth is. I mean, I cannot go beyond what words are showing me. You must get and show where that word don't mean that, Tim. That's what you will have to do. We go through the context of the stuff and that word, I know that it mean, and show me and tell me what it mean properly. All right. So listen, my friend. Nobody has not been able to change my use of words because I have high school education. I graduate. And I graduate from paralegal school. I started to take the state course too, and I think I passed three of the requirements. So I know something, and I don't change or rearrange etymological words. I do not do that. I couldn't read more than fourth grade. So, you know, I've been trying to read from a long time. So now, nobody in the school, my school experience, tell me that me fool and me don't know words. Nobody at all. I go to court and represent myself when church kick me out and I represent myself. I destroy them and the Bible, and nobody was able, only the jury was able to say, you are trespassing at the church, and they were all faggot white people who did it. The actual law never said that I trespass at the church, but jury nullification, sodomite, white people jury nullification that take over all of our territory everywhere we go, they are 100% dead bias against us. They don't want us to be right, but the time will come. That was a time when I got some schooling in my realization that what I know church to be growing up is not what it is reading world history textbook. Okay? These white people are looking to take over the world from African people who control the world. What they have in the Bible, they get from history. God tell Adam and Eve to control the world. They are coming now because they are talking as Homo erectus after them interbreed with our people. They now claim that they want to rule the world. They are going to now have to beat the challenge of proper word use and how they come to have control over any province on the planet except Europe, where they are since 1.5 million years ago, only could make stone tools and light a fire. When did they manifest any civilized acts? And in Europe, what did they establish in Europe as civilized institution or culture? When did they manifest as a culture? They did more than stone tools. They will have to step up and prove that. Any day they fail to prove that, well, let's say it's their conviction now that what they have been experiencing over the past 12,000 years, if they've been thinking that they were right, any day now that they cannot prove that they had anything civilized that the gods established on earth, they better walk. They better run. Run out of our territories. Because that's when the gods will not spare the fire tornado on them. Roast them alive. That's right. Get out. You see what I mean? Because you all think that you all have it, right? And all the churches and all this thing that they set up. You're going to find out, no, it's a different thing. You don't come here and make a faggot world on top of the God civilization. You don't do that. And therefore, I mean, there's absolutely anything wrong because I submit to the use of words, even what they arrange. What they arrange. But they think they can tell you all kind of fucking nonsense and think that it's going to play and they have the world. No, you're going to find out. Words are what give you authority, man. And when you cannot do that, don't bother stay. Just run. Get out.
Yes, doctor. Yes, sir. Hi.
Did you get my message? You understood it? The last, I say some things before I address the time we can talk. And there's a reason why I give you the time. Did you read that? Did you understand it? So you only read some comments I made, right? All right. No, but I set the time. I set the time there. Yes, but I tell you when. But I tell you the day. I tell you Friday. The third. Oh, okay, all right. But now I'm on the show right now. But you can chat. Because, I mean, I'm not saying that you're not respecting the time. I know you're respecting the time. I'm simply trying to say, if there's anything you can say, you only know that you're on the show, you know. But we're not going to say the time. We're not going to talk about the Friday thing we want to talk about. Okay. All right. How is family doing? All right. All right. Cool. Yes. But you're current on the time. You understood the time. Okay. Well, I guess a little bit of interruption, but I don't mind. We're not spoiling anything. That is one of my seminarian PhD brother in UK, right? So, you know, a lot of people are wasting their time when they don't talk to me. Because number one, I am not a disrespectful person, never have been. And I love to talk about things that relate to the civilized world we are living in, and the history, and which is not the Bible, world history textbook, certified world history textbook, that's a book that I relate to in affirming the civilized world and when civility come into the world, and that proves the Bible is not a relevant book to civilization. Adam and Eve is not relevant. Adam and Eve story in the Bible is not relevant to the African ethnic Homo sapien. The world is the textbook say that. The Bible is not relevant to it. Now, if I grew up in the church, I know that the church is nothing but a not all institution to the white people decided that they're going to take over the world. They are a sodomite culture, and they want African people to be a part of that sodomite culture. It's a fact. It is a fact. And therefore, I don't have anybody here that I'm trying to use back me up and say, Tim, you're right about that. I don't have nobody. I just have the world is textbook. And a dictionary and the Sumerian, When Time Began, written by Zachary Sitchin, you know, that I know this as information that link us with the planet and the zodiac calendar, moon, lunatic calendar. You know, I know the difference now. I'm glad that I am able to read to know the difference. So when you're going to talk to me, you cannot make Jesus a character that lived when it was a black man the story started off in. You can't make Caesar Augustus was doing good civilized thing in Palestine. You can't make that. You can't make the Bible make what they did there as criminals, all the criminal acts that they do. You can't make it true like I used to think as a Christian. You can't make that true today when I know better. It's my responsibility to use words and execute the policing of what these sodomites are doing. And I know the history that got them where they are. They are coming from human aid. They must not talk. Nature don't allow them to talk. They are talking because they breach on their own culture and interbreed with others, with different blood. That's why they're talking. Right? And lie about Adam and Eve in a garden, man. They cannot afford to write in the Bible that we are children of the Most High, the hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens. They cannot afford to write that in the Bible because they want preeminence over us. I'm telling you, no, go back and go fuck ass where you come from, and that's all you're going to get, and that's what you will have to do. It's go back over there. It's get out of every one of our territory. No, I am, you know, I'm not in any joking about this, because the truth is what I am saying. They don't have no truth. The only truth they have is the law that they make in 2015. Law to marry two people with fuckass all of their life. And say, we are not humans. Who are humans? They fucking ass. We don't fuck no ass to fill up the world of people. Yes, yeah, so that's my brother that is still holding on to the church. You see what I mean? We don't get along. He just called me because he wanted to talk about some family thing. I still didn't expect he would be talking to me about, because we have had quite a few conversations where I am seeking clarity for my eye to affirm what is the truth about prehistory and we people of civilization. That's all I'm interested in. But Christian ministers don't want that because Christianity has a different agenda. And if you can't see words and navigate yourself in the right way, you are biased towards the church and what you call faith, which is no faith at all. The Bible is a sodomite homosexual institution. And those places of the Bible that we African people use as a good source of information is simply because we are programmed with information is inconsistent and out of context with the history, with prehistory. The history that tells about the flood for real and what happened after the flood. How people were saved in the ark in that flood, and how life was brought together again after the flood. There is a real history. Sumerian history. Atra-Assisax, the man who was saved, was the navigator of the boat. They call him different names. One of the names, Atra-Assis. And you have history written under his name. If that's not what we are up to, look, all of us are going to die. including me. If
nothing don't happen, if I'm not taken up like Enoch, up to the abode, right? Because I'm telling you, if the gods come back here and I'm alive, I would like to go back with them and make Nibiru my home, or I can go and calm these Sodomites. Don't want the gods to come back here. They intend to shoot them down. That's what Gorbachev and Reagan and these guys that you see here today, that's what they're about. If you don't know what kind of filth bucket African people are in, when I tell you about AD Anadamani, it is a breach of our law of kingship. If you don't know, we have our own government, and you want to make them take shit and govern us, that's what's going to happen to you. But if we acknowledge our government fooling around with them and their democracy, democracy is democracy. And I mean to be very, very outgoing with this, because I have no fear that what is going on is not our law. What, and they decide come out really like, you know, bold Yamnaya culture. Who's talking because they interbreed with us? It was not supposed to happen. Deuteronomy 28 tell you that. Now, I want to like leave that right there and hope that you understand the reasoning for some people call it rant. Whatever you want to call it. I know I'm talking the truth, and the truth sets us free. These folks who talk about the running government and stuff like that, my order is they are to get out of our territory. You ever hear anybody tell you that yet? All of these churches that they have is by clandestine democracy, democracy, European people were happening to be talking by happenstance. That's what I know now. And it's a good thing I know it, because a lot of other people, they would know it because they don't read the World History textbook. I just happenstance why I start reading. And because it was, you know, someone was needed with my disposition who is unlikely to read the World History textbook, but a white man who were someone that crossed my path when I was working. And we used to have conversation. And one day he brought me these two World History textbooks. I can say he didn't know what he was giving me, except that he think that I am someone who need those books based on my argument. I'm a logical person. I speak reasonable. I'm not irrational and stuff like that. And he gave me those books. You know, I call that guy nowadays and stuff like that. It seemed like he passed away. I don't hear from him. But we used to keep in touch. So I am telling you, these white people, they take over the country. It's all a historic thing. But there are certain things that we don't know, going back like 20-something years. And how they come to have military and stuff like that. And you can go and see, trace the history, where they're coming from. From hominid, homo erectus, they can't talk. How they talk? Breach of the black people. Black people who are on the planet some 200,000 years. If we were not getting up and leaving Africa, they would still be extinct by now, because they are standing by for extinction. Because all of their ancestors are extinct. And that's what they're fooling around and doing today, bungling up on us. They're not supposed to. The history itself tells you they don't belong to our civilization, to our culture. But they don't care. They don't care, just like they evolve, apparently. I don't know when they start to fucking ask, but they are the only culture that is known to fuck ass. And like it's a natural thing. Why they want to, why they get the idea that they can get us to accept fucking ass? Because they can now punish black people to such a state, they get some of them to start fucking ass. It's not their nature. It's circumstance they use on some of us. No, but look at the way we fill up the world with people. And we have the gods that create us that open up the different type of life advancement and different from where we were living into villages and stuff like that. Europeans don't have that. They decide to interbreed and start talking and now tell us that they are controlling us. Don't do that whilst I am alive. Or else, I'm telling you, I am sent here to put you out. Really? It must be that I am sent here to put you out, because who else do I see is show themselves able, articulate, and have the thing to put you out? I have no weapons. You take our weapons and begin to kill us out. But I assure you, this guy here don't have none of those weapons to get you where you're supposed to go. I don't have any of those things. And if you think that is the only thing, you're wrong. Because what I'm telling you right now is the thing to put you sodomite out of what you think is your paradise. Your paradise is in Europe, and that's exactly where I'm sending you. All right. Now it's time for me to, like, go to... It is time for me to go to... It is time for me to go to the theme that I promised you. I tell you about words and understanding words. You see? I am the lesser of this these folks. I start to read and pay attention to things. You can tell my brother has a PhD, and he sent me a message. He wrote to me, and I wrote back to him and respond to him and recite the dates that he gave me, and I write back and construct the date for him to be able for us to carry on conversation at a certain time. No, but I make some little comments before I tell him exactly the time. He read the comments I made, and when it seemed like he probably went somewhere, that when he read the date, he didn't remember. And I told him Friday. He's calling me now that I'm doing my show. And that's exactly that I don't want us to, like, deprive me the time of doing my show. So I tell him a day when I don't do the show, so we can talk on the time that he set. So now he's calling me, and I say, hey, you get my message and stuff like that. No, he's a guy with a PhD. He's a guy with a PhD. You see what I mean? Now, I am diligent to make sure he understands exactly what I say. Now, how can a seminarian be someone who got it together? And something as simple as that. He's lax. He's like, you know. I'm amazed the way he just relaxed and, you know, and I say, well, you didn't read that? And he's like, he's just breaking up. He can't. Oh, anyway, that's what that is. That's what that is. Anything I'm telling you, you take me serious. Because you know what? I don't have one ounce of a different conviction from what I'm telling you. If you don't understand the words that I'm using, take a dictionary and look it up. Because, you know, if you're not on here talking to me, then somehow we have a way to come to terms. If we don't come to terms with words, we're not going to come to terms at all, because you will listen and obey words. When you know what words are saying and what somebody is saying to you, you don't have anywhere else to go. You have to comply with what you see words saying to you. And so do I. We cannot excel above each other, because words are the arbiters of fact. Okay? There was no Christianity before A.D. and Adamani. Some people talk about some Christianity exists in Africa. I don't know that. I don't read that. I read that there is polytheism, no church. It's a religious way of life, a religion, and a way that we live as not by Homo erectus, but by Homo sapiens, sapiens. That's the kind of life we live, the life of the gods. It is their blood in us that makes all the difference in speaking and reasoning. You look at the rest of us, we have two legs or something like that, and, you know, come from Homo sapiens, the base parent of Homo sapiens, sapiens, and Neanderthals. Come on. These are the foolishness that is coming to the world. It's not civilized stuff, and it must be kicked out. It must be kicked out. And it's not going to be kicked out by these weapons that they have out there killing people. No. It's a different force. It's a different force that must remove these kind of filthy Homo erectus offspring Yamnaya culture out of our societies that will and has always been orderly society. That's what the gods order. These guys don't want the gods anywhere around what they're doing. They're ready to shoot them down if they see them coming in the air. All right. Now, so let me tell you now about them, that they were always mute Homo erectus interbreed with civilized hybrid human. They invent the Jesus era. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? The luxury out there and the money that these faggots allow people to be earning, and you can have this and have that. You see, they make things the way they do it. Yes, that's to hook you into sodomy land, into sodomy culture. That's what it's all about, man. And you don't have anybody to tell you that, but I'm sent here to tell that, and there's nobody that is helping me out. Ain't nobody helping me out. It is the persuasion inside of me, the honesty inside of me, to identify what is true. And I open the door wide for any time I am in error, anybody can just say, Tim, I want you to see this. And you got to have the authority book that all of us are entitled to and governed by. University, colleges, the world is a textbook. So nobody, I'm not reading anything like the Bible. The Bible is not a certified book at all. Nothing about Adam and Eve in a garden. And these people know Adam and Eve was not in a garden like they're talking. Because the garden that they're supposed to be talking about would have to be in Africa. They can't tell you that. Neither do they want African people to go there where the gods, they had their thing. So that place where they were is kept in desert place, only people fly plane and can see that something was going on. That's how Michael Tallinger and his group of scientists plan and go over to that 150 miles inland of South Africa, of the Abzu place, twice the size of Texas. Listen, this is serious stuff. These white people, they follow us everywhere we are and come and come pitch tent upon us and talk about they have government. And I'm telling them, get out. Simple as that. I never hold a gun on in my life. I'm not violent. I am not violent. And in these days, it's like you cannot defend yourself unless you have weapons. I never did. I never have weapons. I never felt like I want weapons. But I found the truth that exceed any weapons that they have. Right? And to talk about scare me, no, the weapon don't scare me. None of these fucking ass white people don't scare me. I know the truth about that. And who they kill before, four of their presidents they kill, and how many African people they kill, right? Simply because their sodomite plan. You know, anybody who don't follow their sodomite plan, they get rid of them. Well, look, we're going to see how long that's going to last for. Let's see how it lasts. Then they want their sodomite to spread, and I'm saying, no, you're not going to spread it no further than you have. And I'm saying, go back where you come from. That's all I'm telling you. And the reason the gods prevail over African territory, it's a civilized kingship territory. Get your fucking ass out. Okay, so let's talk something about what they talk about Jesus' blood, because they know there's no Jesus' blood that exists. They are lying. Okay, white people are lying about Christianity, and I'm gonna that's what I want to elaborate on. So I'm gonna tell you what they say about the Jesus' blood, and then I'll tell you more about what they wrote in their document, official document, was about 2,000 years old now. They tell you about Puritan Christian agenda. The amount of lies that they are telling is are lies motivated by this new scheme they call AD, Anno Domini, Latin in the year of our Lord. They don't have foundation for that. All they have are the African people. So they begin to, I call this morph, begin to use morphine, if you understand what I'm saying. Like shuffling us around with names of characters, names of places, and use that. And like the history, they use the history to morph as well. Okay? They don't have any African sodomite to put in a Bible as an attracted figure. Like when they talk about military, oh, they have the right sodomite them for military. Or like for the Pope, they have the right kind of a thing for Pope. Right? They have their own because they can't find no African to be Pope and stuff like that. So thus, you have the Christianity. Okay? So now, as long as they evangelize the Bible and make it be the book of the New World Order, and, you know, you lose credibility and identity of prehistory. So they hold us down on Christmas and Santa Claus and stuff like that. And we don't have any places to go because we don't know any better. We do now. We do now. So here we go. The mute Europe, Homo erectus, interbreed with civilized hybrid human, invented Jesus. Jesus don't stand on anything that is valid. Nothing at all. Because the worst thing that they do to make Jesus is mess with the African people in Palestine. It's an invasion. We have a long history from 509 of things that they've been doing, invading and taking what we have. Well, I don't know what they do with Africa. What if they are fucking their ass, or they plan to give them some money out of what they're doing? One sign, they are giving Africa money. It is something they talk publicly, that they're taking money from United States. United States is giving a whole bunch of African country aid. Out of doing this kind of a inquisition, terrorist act and saying they are a government. All right? That's what they are doing. And if you can sit there and think that, oh, church is a nice place, and somebody say, well, church, do some good things. I say, well, good things, they're just giving to get, to keep them in sodomite power. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. Now, you getting it from me as it is, and I have reason to read and to understand what has happened in history. I have reason for growing up in church from a boy, and there's nothing that anybody can tell me about the church because I know it all. What I needed to know was the history that tells me not no gossip him, nothing. And there is nobody I know out there anywhere that has anything in a history book to tell me I'm wrong. Nobody at all. Okay, so they have a lot of talk out there. People out there talking all kind of things. But we are talking about what causes the rain to fall. You see, we're talking about what brings the season and all the things we enjoy. That's what we're talking about. Okay, they don't have nothing to tell about that. And when we read the truth, they want to, like, still keep faggot as the main argument that you are to be concerned with. They are not. And I know where it's going to end. Right? All those lies that they tell in the Bible and call African people them. I'm telling them, look, get that nasty, stinking Christian Bible out of our territory. We don't, look, get them out. That's all I say. Get them out, and you are you with your fucking white ass, go back to where you come from. Because when you are not in your own indigenous land, you don't expect that you have a right there. You don't. You come from Europe. That's where you have a right to be. You don't come here and say it's yours and making up government and all them things, and it's all something you're wrongly emulating. Go away from there with that. Let the people out from your sodomite dominion, man, because it's a false fucking thing. Take Obama with you, you see, and take Michelle, Michael with you. Take them. All right. Now, so I'm telling you, uncivilized, mute, the uncivilized, mute, Homo erectus. I tell you something about them. White people crafted Adam, Eve, sin, and oaks salvation. So uncivilized, mute, Homo erectus white people crafted Adam and Eve's sin and the oaks salvation. That's what they do. And if you're not interested to find out, well, stay there with it. Be sure to read. So, what's this? Yes, be sure to read some Marianne. Be sure to read, if you really want to understand the world that you are in, not the trees blowing and stuff like that, but the people that you see every day. Read the prehistory. Of the Sumerian Africa prehistory, right? Be sure to read Sumerian Africa, prehistory, Elohim gods. You're not going to get it anyplace else. So if you want to follow fashion and all them kind of in things that the sodomite people them used to remove the sanity and civilized thinking from people, it's up to you. But if you want to save your civilized soul. No, it's not what the Bible talks about. You have to have the context knowledge from the world history that I tell you about. Okay? While they are writing all sorts of things that not pertaining to the skies above, but that the filth, societal, immoral way of life, that's what these folks provide for society, okay? And you have some place looking good, a lot of place looking good and stuff like that, and they're providing you and promise you this and promise you that. That's not the civilized life that the gods brought to earth. And they want us to depart from that and to do what they're calling a D and a Domini, man. You see what I mean? It's for them. In Europe. Go up there and see. If they were up there 1.5 million years on doing civilized things. Find out from them. All right? And if you think the reason why they are talking about they're taking Palestine from us, take away everywhere, and we don't have anything. If you think that they are civilized, you think they are civilized? You can't count the amount of us that they kill. You think they are civilized? You think white people are civilized? See, I'm always giving out the number and tell folks to call me so we can talk. They never do that. They're not going to call. I'd Rather Have Jesus by Jim Reeves. Now, I grew up hearing this song, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up with this song. Hold just a second. Okay, thankful. I am back. Now, listen to this song that they wrote as church songs. You never hear these songs, before Christ. It is since Christ. You're talking about these mafia white people. But mafia never exists before 509 BC. Why is that? All of the evil that we see going on by white people, military and all that, anything political, you never see nor hear anything about it till after 509 BC. If you can find a piece of history that tell you something different, run crosswise to
the Africa, the National Geographic reporting. Let me know, because that's where I get it from, right? You don't hear nothing about these white people doing anything till after that. So it's after they make a covenant with Africa. They make a covenant with Africa. Now, I am reading through the lines, because things don't happen like that. Outside of my calculation, nothing don't happen like that. The history of the world don't show you anything except what I'm reading. Now, the first, since these guys learned to talk over the past 12,000 years, these white people, and become Yamnayaman, it wasn't long before anybody were taking, publishing news around. They came into power, into Fagat power, and they couldn't come into that power while Africa is the supreme law of the land, kingship. So there had to be a covenant made between these so-called homosexual activists and whoever they were in Africa, say they are leaders of the world. These guys, whatever happened, why Africa take a nosedive and become like Jamaica or any one of these other countries. Look with me. How could these folks who barely talking, who have learned everything that they know from us, they're not supposed to have our secrets unless they steal it, like when they overthrow the king in Italy. You can understand that. But if they don't have legal protection, they couldn't do it. Because Africa governed the world. You look in a Bible, and the Bible is not written by Africa, but whatever these white people put in a Bible, they were authorized by Africa freedom to do it. And until this day, the world run gone awry, and Africa killing, both they have right to kill Libyan Gaddafi. You don't see no leader of Africa say anything when Obama and Hillary go lead their so-called military to go there, because they have all the high-tech now to kill you anywhere you are. And Africa allowed them to go to Libya and kill Gaddafi. And even Farrakhan, that is over there running up his mouth, that he and Gaddafi are friends, make it worse. To show you that these white people have Farrakhan in their pocket. And Farrakhan get liberty to talk anything he wants to talk against white people. Him not touching the button. You never hear him talk about A.D. Anadamani, which is the paradigm on which they run the system that they're running and killing off everybody. A.D. Anadamani is not anything at all that has a connection with the government in the world long before they step out here and say they're doing political activism. None whatsoever. Because Africa deactivated their rule of law and kingship vanish. It's the reason why these white fucking ass people gone all over the place, and they are unstoppable. Because nothing being said to stop them. No. And who is going to stop them? Who is going to stop them? But the person who know exactly what, why they are running the system. So now, so they have church to talk about this faggot Jesus that never exists.
I can show you that in the prophecy, that what you're reading is some watery interpretation of what the prophecy says. But I can prove to you, just using the Bible, that there is nothing in the New Testament that fulfills the prophecy of especially Isaiah, who specifically tell you what must be fulfilled. So all the other prophets, they talk about Jesus and coming. I only see Isaiah name out exactly what's supposed to happen as a fulfillment. None of that, not in the New Testament. And the New Testament business is to show the fulfillment of Christ. A pure faggot business you're reading in the Bible that are fiction. Okay? So this world will rid of these inquisitions. Okay? That the terrorists in Washington, because that's who they are. Get rid of the terrorists that made a D and a Domini, according to them, this Latin that says in the year of our Lord. How Latin can give you something that is false? How about in the year of our Lord? Who is in the year of the Lord Jesus? Who is Jesus? Jesus never exists anywhere on the planet. No time in civilized existence. Or even before. But soon as they get liberty to do any fucking thing they want, yes, they'll catch African and fuck their ass too. And those who they want to, like Saddam in a hole, you know, go there and totally obliterate Saddam. Saddam is not a white man. He's an African. Neither is Gaddafi. They kill him, and they tell all lies about these guys, what these guys are doing. And they're the guys, they are the ones who are doing the criminal inquisition stuff. From 509 BC. Who make democracy? Now, you know, it's just a pity that when I tell you these things, you two, you're afraid. You're afraid. You don't know what to do with it. You can't do nothing because these guys have all kinds of gun and weapon and all kind of a things to kill people who they want to kill. As soon as you, anytime the truth gets out, they'll stop doing all that too. They look for the cage. No joke about that. Because when the world know that this whole bunch of foolishness and civilized stuff that they have spread out all over the world and the church, that is going to send a signal to people that, look, you have a different enemy than you think. It's not these white people are your enemy anymore. It's the gods themselves. Right? Because the God never promised you to go to no heaven. And these white people are telling you about get saved to go to heaven and not hell and the devil this and that. And they make it up. Because they already tell you the story. Something where they're not supposed to be talking about. No way. No way at all. Right? Because if they're going to write a book about salvation, they must write it just like they write about how they kill people and use their own folks that they call Hyken, like those renowned Caesar Augustus and some of the others that kill a lot of black people, right? They have them but they don't put them in a Bible, though. They put Moses and Abraham and a whole bunch of Jacob and this and that. On the Torah, not Nagasa, but we believe those things, right? But I am telling you now, this Jesus that they're talking about in Palestine is a hoax. It is a hoax. There is no monotheism, God, and none of that. And they fool people about Akhenaten, what Akhenaten did in Egypt. Akhenaten has nothing to do with monotheism, spirit God. None whatsoever. Read the story of Akhenaten and all it says in the World History Textbook that Akhenaten wanted the people, just like in the politics of the Sodomites. They want, you want a certain man to become president or to rule. Well, in Egypt, where gods rule, you have a similar example. That's where these Sodomites are coming from, with examples that they are using, and they are wrongly emulating the system, because these are Sodomites. They are not even human, full human being, and they have no right to make up no kind of a government scheme for African people. That's what we must realize. So what they are doing is wrongly emulating what the African establishment, what it does. And there is clearly nothing at all for them to follow that would put them into a positive light. And as far as monotheism God is concerned, monotheism context that they have in the Bible today, even James Sparks, with what is called it, and one of his contributors, who is an excavator, he, I think he's Woolley. What is it? I forget his first name, but he's Woolley, right? The excavator Woolley. I think he's an Englishman. He excavated the city of Her, and James Sparks wrote that Woolley found Abraham history in that excavation of Her, right? And what it says is that Abraham was not a European man. He is a man of the gods, right? So Abraham was created by the gods 200,000 years ago, right? In prehistory. So Abraham is a polytheistic man. How these faggots, homosexual, get to put Abraham in a Bible and saying what they want to say about African people? Simple. All they're doing is using it as a stepping stone to their sodomite establishment, what they want. And they are using African to do it. And I'm saying, hey, that's an abomination. That is a violation of the rights and existence of African people. You don't know that. No, because they're fucking ass. And they don't care about violating us. If they violate a body, is supposed to be regarded as a divine structure. I mean, there's nothing there that tells you you should fucking ask. Not even a fowl's chicken don't do that. You see? Elephants and all those, and lions and stuff like that, they're not faggots, right? They actually reproduce children, and it never comes through the asshole. These folks are coming out of hominid and homo erectus, mute culture, and they're coming out to pull African people in there by talking about Abraham in a Bible. God met Abraham, and through Abraham spread, you know, the good news of salvation. I mean, these are, you know, these are slimy, slimy kind of stuff to pull. All right? But the time would come when they'll find out that they went the wrong way. Wrong way. Right? So you find Abraham in the Bible that black people use as someone belong to them. Abraham in the Bible don't belong to us no more than when they're talking about Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve in a garden, don't belong to us either. You see what I mean? Because it's not consistent with what history says about us. And you're looking to them for salvation. These white people, and Christianity is the highest thing, the highest institution in the land. When it's never true at all. I don't ask anybody to believe what I say. I'm bringing to you stuff that you can easily access and find, and dust to dust, ashes and ashes what I say. But if you can't do that, then you are up to something that you need to square with, right? So now I'm telling you this. I say that be sure to read Sumerian African prehistory of the Elohim gods. Be not deceived by the Sodomite A.D. and Adamani fraudulent Bible. Homo erectus, Jesus. It goes on to say, now I'm going to go with the song that they wrote, right? Because this is a church song, and this is what is really suffocating the world. These kind of stuff that talk about Jesus, when they're over there looking to take away the land from the people, one of the places of the African people. Because what? They are on a terroristic invasion of African settled lands to kick us out, and that's what they do. And to lessen the number of us for them to fight with, they kill some of us. Okay, and get it down to a size where they can handle, you know, with less effort. They kill. And these are the kind of songs that are teaching us to follow, to believe. And this is one of them. When you hear Jim Reeves sing this, "Nah, man, I'd rather have Jesus" by Jim Reeves. Yes. "I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than of riches untold. I'd rather of Jesus than houses or land. Yes, I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be a king. Than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather of Jesus than anything this world affords today." Instrumental. "I'd rather of Jesus than worldly applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather of Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather
be true to his unholy name. I just put that in there because his name is unholy. He is not Jesus. He's not a Hebrew. I mean, this person was never alive. They are talking about an Hebrew, and this is the song they are writing. Now, I'm trying to see if I can sing it. I'm getting a kick out of it as well, although it ought to make water come to my eyes. Than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway, I'd rather of Jesus than anything this world affords today. Now, I'm into this thing over a year, over 50, half a century, you know. So when I sing these things, it gets to me. It gets to me because I've actually lived the life of believing this stuff with nothing else to see but this, seeing this but a positive light of Jesus died for your sin. Now, it goes on. Source, Mushy Much, songwriter. Ray Miller, George Beverly Shea. Oh, that's the man who wrote this? So the last, the musical, the instrumental. I'd rather of Jesus than worldly applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather of Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, than be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather of Jesus than anything this world affords today. All right. So it's, you know, Ray Miller and George Beverly Shea, songwriters. I'd rather of Jesus lyrics, World of Music, LLC. Now, contradiction to Jesus. When Europe did 509 BC coup and frivolous AD 1220 law that falsely kill Africans, banish and confiscate their lands. To this day, that's contrary to many things that they write in the Bible. And you rather have Jesus than everything. While they are saying that, they are killing you for the very same thing that they are telling you, you know, there's some contradictions here. Because they are saying, they are scraping the things that the king had in Rome. The king that they overthrew in 509 BC. They are taking away every single thing that that king possessed in St. Peter's Basilica, where the Francis Pope is right now. African people don't know about this because they don't read the history, so they only sing these songs about rather of Jesus than worldwide fame and wealth and stuff like that. And that's what these faggots are looking
That's why they are terrorizing us. They don't love us. They don't thank us. Okay? The law that they created in 1220. You need to know about this law. Because I found it when I was reading and researching. And you can Google and find it. Where they have all the settings that they were using legislation to make laws. Under AD and Adamani is where you have AD and Adamani in Latin, in the year of our Lord. Any of you know what in the year of our Lord means? Does anybody out there know? It's about the New Testament Jesus Christ, born of a virgin. Where do you get certified history? Not myth. History, not legend. Do you know anything about the Palestinian story 2,000 years ago where they're writing about Jesus and 12 disciples? Do you have anything about this law that's about 1,220 years after they said Christ was crucified? No, after Christ was born. You see? They're writing legislation by an emperor and two popes to do what? With penalty of death for the black people if they don't accept the Church of Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? And to banish you from where you live and confiscate your land. That's what this law is about from 1,220 years after they invented AD and Adamani. So now we are almost another 1,000 years since they made this law, and it is still the law that they are using to make a constitution. It is the law they use to own everything that they forced hegemonists stolen from the African people since 509 was only when they removed the king and took the military and the dress code and go out and start to dispossess African people. Okay, so what I am saying here, trying to follow this, I mean, very carefully in the fact of what they present here, is that today, whatever these white people do as a bureaucracy, this is the law that they are obeying. So when they kill you and go kill Gaddafi, this is the law that don't rest upon nothing but something that they say the Pope decided to make. And make a new calendar. And that's where they push aside the African civilized calendar. And the kingship that rule over the world. And they come with their fucking ass on talking about AD and Adamani. And it have power to kill anybody, any African, anywhere, anytime. They kill Gaddafi. They prove that here. And you, as African, think that they have a right to do it. They fucking ass and don't know any civilized way else to live. They think what they're doing is right. If you think then that's what life is reduced to,
Well, leave me alone. Because if you read these things, or you hear somebody, a lecturer, and tell you these things, oh, you sit down and know, these guys are going to, like, get to a certain point in life if they see things coming down. They come and begin to use this law on you and do anything they want to do with you. Do you understand that? You think the church can't save you because the church, a sinning church, uncovered under AD and Adamani law. And this from whence they have it, and you go back into few decades ago. Right? Few decades ago, and they bring in the Inquisition, the Crusades, and stuff like that to execute this law on African people who do them not, who they learn to speak from and everything. And yet still, we are going to church and have no other plans but be in church. You see what I mean? Well, that's what these white people are. And that's what they do. And it's why I am telling you without any fear at all. Because I, according to the history, speak what I see there. And I see there we have a right to chase these people out. You see, kingship is what rule and jurisdiction over our land. They don't have any jurisdiction over land. I am amazed when I see how far they go. And African people with, you know, so much understanding and education. I mean, just live every day like nothing is happening. And these people are at your throat. You see what they come here and do, and you think they stop? They are pretending to be like civilized people now. They all kill their own now. When you see they begin to behave like they're so civilized and stuff like that. Remember, they say they make law to Obama. And you know about that. In 2015, making law in the Supreme Court to marry each other. Now, how far do you think they have to go? They don't have very far to go to lock down on everybody under AD and Adamani fucking, law. You see what I mean? Where you can't stop sodomy. Sodomy will come like a just usual world where people do anything them, you know, like in a Europe where they can do anything, or in European country. African people are hybrid. We must make it very clear. They don't have anything to do with us besides interbreed, unable to talk. That is the big, greatest thing that they get out of African people. Right? Because they can talk. Well, because they can talk now, we don't turn fool for that. They must go back where they come from. And you know, brimstone and the fiery tornado them is for them. You see it happening from way back, coming back in the late 60s, coming up, tornadoes, they begin to get it. And it increase, till they have tornado holly now, right? Look at some of these places. And especially in Texas. Because Texas is one of the place, and another place up in, almost in Oklahoma and stuff like that, where you have these white people. And look at the way the tornado clean up the place. The trees are left with not even one little branch and a leaf on it. You're talking about acres of land. You see, and totally liquidate those white people, right? They would go back and say they're rebuilding, but they're rebuilding for the last and final destruction of them. You take it simply, but it is true. There were no tornadoes here. That is recorded in history. They don't write about none. They account that since they come here, these stuff begin to happen. My friends, I'm telling you these things so that you will open up your mind, get serious, so that you can live your life with that certainty that you know about the world and enough about the world to live and be satisfied.
apart from that, it's grievous that we are under these folks. Now, so it goes on to say, yes, the law that falsely, the frivolous AD Anno Domini law of 1220, law that falsely kill Africans, banish and confiscate their lands. To this day, they're doing it. Till today, you're under it. Don't think that you are not. You are under it. That anything these people decide to do, they do it. Now, they probably drawing back a little because civilization is coming down on them. They don't see that they are having it easier to deal with African hybrid people now. It's not very easy because civilization, the gods, is turning up on them, right? So you see them going on, oh, like they are civilized, like they married wives and stuff like that. Don't follow these people. Did they rescind the law to marry sodomites? No. They're coming, they make America a sodomite, country. Okay? All of the businesses and stuff like that, they narrow it down to where it's only white people who own them. Can't you see? It's America now. Think about the history. You see, we're our people, mostly Indians, ethnic group, that come to the Bering Bridge and come up into America, right? Many thousand years, like I said, 20,000 years, different things that they post about the time. But it's many, many years before these faggots come here. You see, because when we were coming out of Africa, 100,000 years ago, that was where they began to start miscegenating with our people. So, you know, it takes a while before those things to scatter and become common. So they take it down to the last 12,000 years is when now they are talking and they start to educate themselves and stuff like that. This is where we are with these talking serpents. If you don't understand what's going on. You know, if you think Genesis creation story is something where God is saying, now the man is one of us, you know, and know good from evil. Like God did not intend to make Adam and Eve, people who are intelligent from the beginning. That's what they are writing in the Bible. But it is them are the serpent, because how is it that the serpent is a creature that God create in creation? Didn't he know that he was making a serpent to destroy Adam and Eve? God didn't know that. So these sodomite fucking ass people that we have here talking about a government, we are, you know, backing up. But I imagine they're backing up for other things to take place. Because clearly, the gods don't want us to go to no civil war with these old bunch of hominid, homo erectus, uncivilized folks. They don't want us to do that because they have, too much power that is divine that can treat these people without no gun at all. We just need to be the people who understand who we are and don't follow and go astray with foolishness. All right. So now, it is so. That's what they have done to us. How are we here today behaving like these people haven't done anything to us? And go to church, dear church, that never exists in under the AD time, and they can't show you where any precedents exist before Christ. Christ is an honest fucking character. It's not a person. And they make up all these things and we don't know that. Yes, they're doing, operating this AD Anno Domini law till today, and they're talking about a black man that they crucified long time and now call him a Jesus character. And the very Bible tells you that there was no king like the prophet Isaiah said. There's no king and there's no rule. None of that no happen. But you still have black people that say Jesus never come to be king the first time. And all these kind of terrible, you know, mental derangement, my friends. These kind of interpretation of stuff. If mental derangement, or you learn in school. I don't know what you learn in school. And you're interpreting these things written in the Bible with the context, and you don't know the context. That they are writing in the Bible that Adam and Eve sin in the garden, and Jesus is coming to save us from sin. Where is your mind gone talking about Jesus didn't come to sit upon the throne the first time? And it is very clear, unambiguous, that Jesus, according to them in the New Testament, is born a baby and all that. All these kind of a preparation to remove sin. And when you sing the Christmas carol, peace on earth, goodwill to men, you know, and tell you Jesus come to free us from sin and all this kind of stuff. And they're still saying him never come to rule as king the first time. What kind of madness is this that we have to contend with to make these faggot white people abuse us? Where? Read the lyrics of the fictional Jesus. A good read of Genesis creation. As no fact, King Serpent, except white people forced into breeding. Deer forced into breeding on hybrid people, causing God's wrath against them. And my friends, that is what I have to tell you. And those of you who want to, you can Google this lyrics on the internet, like any other of the published church songs. You can get the lyrics. And those of you come to listen to the show, it will be there on the interface, posted. All right? And what I have to tell you next is a portion that has a portion that has a few paragraphs from what they have wrote in their book, Puritan Christian Agenda. I bring it for you to just read it, that you hear what they have to say about us Africans. All right? I don't hope to talk and comment anything. I just want to try and read it the most legible I can. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origins. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage as the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. The fact is, Puritans were the forerunners of today's Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist teaching. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believed, too, that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specifically appointed by God to be the new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel. And there was no ancient Israel. But this is what they're writing, because they first named it in 1948 Israel. That's what these faggots did. Now think about the authority they have to rule over our African people. Now to the Massachusetts Bay Company, with no need for explanation, this led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. Okay, now this is the last paragraph, I think a paragraph and a half. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1837, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Captain John Mason declared, yes, Mason declared, God laughed at his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies? Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny, and P.P.111-112, 134 through 135. Converting the pagans to God was acceptable to the Puritans, but killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. Now, my friends, if I heard this when I was a Christian, if I knew these things, that day would be the first day it would be the first day of a different life for me. Because you can't hear these things from people who say they're ruling you have in government. And we have the truth, the history that shows they don't belong here. And we just behave like nothing happened, like old dogs. All right. Well, that's what I have to tell you today. And it's all up to you and what you decide to do with your life. Your life. Okay, well, I am about over with now. I think I will play me an interlude for the rest of the time. And so that if you have been listening to this, you have some time to kind of relax away and maybe take a nap. So here is for me a soothing instrumental where you don't have to encounter with no lyrics, and here it is, Chet Atkins.
Mm-hmm.